Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Kerrville, Texas, Robert Earl Keene. This evening, we really appreciate it. This old porch, just a big old red, white, herbivore bull standing under a mesquite tree. And I would do to Texas, he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating in a pen, but his work's never done. Oh no, he's got them calves. Every time came, this old porch just a steam, greasy plate of enchiladas, lots of cheese and onions. Walk them on a Saturday, you can get them at the LaSalle Hotel in old downtown. With eyes tea and a waitress will smile every time. Yes, yeah, she will. I left a quarter my $10 bill. So porch is a palace walking on a main street in Texas. It ain't never seen or heard the day of GNRXF, that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Jack came to town. Oh yeah. Oh. Wrote this song by Pal Lala. On the porch of my house in College Station, Texas. Home of the Fighting Texas Aggies. Thank God I'm among friends. It's hard to be up here by yourself when you're not among friends. I said that. My house is on Church Street across from the Presbyterian Church, which means I was predestined to be here tonight. Directly behind the Dixie Chicken, which was a which every good Aggie knows is a beer joint where students used to go to relax after a hard day of taking classes. I went there after a hard day of skipping classes. I didn't just skip one or two classes. You know that dream that you have about you had a class and you never went to it, and you wake up one day and it's the final exam, you just realize you'd signed up for that class and you had never been. I did that with an entire semester of classes. Oh my God. And after that, we'd go out to this old porch, my house, play music, play the old country music. You know, the good stuff. Rascal Flatts, Taylor Swift, those fragile harmonies of that band Sugarland that just can't get enough of them.
Come on, stay out of this
town. Some of you might have come here tonight and dragged somebody along. Found yourself in this predicament right here. Well, what kind of music does this guy play? Say, well, it's not really country music because he can't, doesn't have any of those highlights in his hair. You might notice that I am wearing the Ralph Lauren cowboy janitor look, though. The It's this new thing he's coming out with in the fall. I checked all the fashion magazines for that. It really kind of washes out in this yellow light, but it looks a lot better under street lights and in dark alleys. Anyway, you tell your friend, oh, well, it's not country music. Can't be rhythm and blues because the dude can't even tap his foot to his own music while he's playing. God forbid if it's folk music. Who wants to be a folk musician today? Right? I mean, if those guys at Langley are still looking for communists, there's a video camera right over in the folk section at your local record store. As soon as you pull out that Pete Seeger record, that Woody Guthrie record, that Weavers record, they're gonna nab your ass and interrogate you till the end of time. So I'm here to help you. I figured it out, what kind of music I'm playing. I was in my luxury motel there next to the interstate in Bakersfield, California. I looked out there and it's like a sign. Well, it was a sign. The kind of music that you're listening to tonight? Best Western music. We all stay here till 6:30 in the morning. You get a free continental breakfast with Best Western music. And children under 12 get to listen to Best Western music for free. That's about it. The rest of my song is about my landlord, Mr. Jack Boyette. That's right. He used to pull up in the heat of the day and roll down the window just enough to be heard, not enough to let the air conditioning escape. And he'd holler out, I suspected as much. You should have stopped me. Robert Keane, can you come help me for a minute? I'd jump in his truck, we'd go out to his ranch south of town, ride along, look at his crowbait horses, throw some hay to his skinny cows. At the end of the day, we'd go in his house, his wife would fix us a pimento cheese sandwich. We'd sit down there at that little formica table in his kitchenette. He'd say grace and then split that sandwich three ways. After a while, he'd look up at me and say, I got something for you, Robert Keane. He'd reach in the top pocket of his khaki shirt and he'd pull out a check, lean across that table and he'd write in the pay the order section, he'd write, Robert Keane. In the amount section, he'd write $2. Passed over me and said, is that enough, Robert Keane? Well, I didn't want to embarrass him. I didn't want to tell him how humiliating it was to try to cash a check for $2. Have you ever tried to cash a check for $2? I'll flat out laugh at you. But I needed the money. He knew that because I hadn't gotten those highlights put in my hair yet. I didn't have this slick Robert Keen look going on for me, this Ralph Lauren cowboy janitor look that you're looking at tonight. So I just said, yes, sir, Mr. Boyette, that's fine for me. And it's all right. It worked out, like I said. I was meant to be here. This old porch, just a weathered gray hair, 70 years of Texas. He's doing all he can not to give it to the city. He always takes a rent late, so long as I run his cattle. He picks me up at dinner time. I listen to him rattle. He sends a bride that still runs, but it like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all gone. Another Chevrolet pickup truck, she sells back in 60. And there won't nobody listen to it. But they all think it's crazy. So, boy, it's just a long time waiting and forgetting. From remembering the coming back, not crying, not believing, and remembering the falling down of the laughter, the curse of luck from all those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back. This old porch is a big old red and white urban bull standing under a ski tree. Hiding out with no sense, keeps on playing hide and seek with that out of the sun. He's sweating in a bed, cause work is never done. Oh no. I've known a whole lot of old bulls in my life, but their work is never done. We met Oklahoma a little after three. Randy, his brother Bob, my old GMC. We had some moonshine whiskey and some of Bob's homegrown. We were so messed up we didn't know if we were drunk or stoned. Randy was a sad sack, tall, kind of frail, and Bob was a raving maniac, crazy than hell. They'd been kicked out of high school several years ago for pushing over porta cans at the 4-H rodeo. Since they've done their little dance outside the law, Bob twice in Oklahoma, once in Arkansas. And I don't know what possessed me, I want to tag along, cause I was raised a Christian and I knew right from wrong. Right around black or white, cross the line, I'm gonna pay. In the dawn for the light, never die by shades of gray. We stole two Charlie Evers from Randy's sweetheart's paw, sold them at the livestock sale outside of Wichita. We got $900 and never did suspect the world to hurt we'd be in once we cashed a check. The next day we heard the story on the local radio. We made our plans that very night to go to Mexico. And I swear I would have made it if it wasn't for the shine. I got sick about the time we crossed that Kansas line. Right around black and white, cross the line, you're gonna pay. In the dawn for the light, never die by shades of gray. I was lying in the bar ditch, praying I would die when a light come on above us. The voice called from the sky. Half a dozen of my cars came screeching to a halt. They grabbed Bobby, started screaming, it was all my fault. There were many dogs and helicopters buzzing all around. They had the brothers on a pickup hood, me down on the ground. And Bob flew all to pieces, but Randy held tight. Then a black man in a suit and tie stepped into the light. He told his men to turn us loose, and they put down their guns. He said, these are just some sorry kids, they ain't the ones. Fly around black or white, cross the line, you're gonna pay. Yeah. In the dawn for the light, every day my shades of gray. They left us by the roadside, downhearted and alone. Randy got behind the wheel, said, boys, I'm going home. We turned around to face our fate, hung over but alive. That morning in late April, Oklahoma, 95. lost in life, got mad. In the dawn for the love, never die by shades of gray. Never die by shades of gray. Never die by shades of gray. St. Patrick's Day yet, is it? Is there something happening on St. Patrick's Day up here? Is this big St. Patrick's Day part of the country? Really? No kidding. Lots of Irish. some jokes for you. That's like the big closer. You want me to just move right on to that? I'd like to get through some of my high school poetry songs, if you don't mind. Really. You know, they don't mean a lot, but you feel just as empty as they sound after I'm finished with it. So you're always starting from zero with me. This song, by the way, I've written songs for a number of years and tried it every way in the world to be inspired and write good songs. And I was in Challis, Idaho last summer at this thing called the Braun Brothers Reunion. It's a reunion by these guys that are part of Reckless Kelly and Mickey and the Motorcars and some bands around. And they drink. They're still hungover from last summer. That's how much they drink. And so I stayed up with them at all the parties till about 2 o'clock in the morning. I was standing there at my other luxury motel that I've stayed in before, and looking out at this sign and this beautiful, beautiful skyline and these trees, and it was so nice, and the wind was kind of blowing. It was beautiful. I thought, man, this is so inspiring. I got to write a song, but I just couldn't, you know, after what, 12, 14 beers, it's hard to come up with the words other than, I'll have another. And I didn't think that made much of a song. So I was sitting there thinking, where am I going to come up with the words? And I looked down there, and right there in front of me, it had this big marquee. It said the Village Inn Motel, and it told you everything you could possibly want to know about this motel. It said, you know, weekly rates and monthly rates. They had hourly rates. That's how classy this place was. It was really classy. And you could get your laundry done, or somebody could take your laundry out for you, or they would bring you food, or you could go to the diner next door. So I thought, man, I'm just going to write all that crap that's on this particular marquee in this song. So that's what I did. Where the open range meets the endless sky, on the broad highway, the big trucks fly. A purple neon sign is flashing off and on. There's a vacancy, almost home. The Village Inn Motel is so affordable for a king or a queen, clean and comfortable. If you ain't been, you should go. Oh, Village Inn Motel in Challis, Idaho. A midnight thunderstorm is blowing in the town. The wind is kicking up, the rain is falling down. Years have come and gone like lightning in the sky. But here inside your room, the world is safe and dry. The Village Inn Motel is so affordable for a king or a queen, clean and comfortable, free Wi-Fi, HBO, a Village Inn Motel in Challis, Idaho. some of my earlier experiences. This is a song I wrote. When I first moved to Nashville, Tennessee, I lived in Nashville for 2 years. Got tired of all the photographs, all the chicks. That little sentence I said over and over. Would you like pepperoni with that? But what happens there is you write these songs and you try to get people to record them, and I was just really just hoping something would happen, because my mom lived in Houston, Texas, and she used to go down to her friends every Tuesday at the Pink Cameo Beauty Salon and get her hair fried. And she'd always tell her friends, you know, my son was up there in Nashville writing songs. Making pizzas. And finally one day, Nancy Griffith recorded this song. And I was so happy. And then I got this idea, you know, they just need to hear it on the radio. So I thought, if I could just talk to record company guys and put this song out on the radio, then my mom could hear it with her friends down at the Pink Cameo Beauty Salon. And she could actually say her son hadn't wasted his life after all. So I got this wild idea that I'd write him some letters. I wrote him some letters. And after about a month or so, no reply, I realized that record company guys don't have moms. So in desperation, I decided to go on a hunger strike. Not eat until they put the song out on the radio. My mom heard it down there. All her friends sitting around the radio listening. And the first time my hunger strike, it was all right. You know, sometimes you can miss a meal or two. You can notice I haven't missed a lot, but I have. Just one or two. The second day was a little tougher. But I'd read some of those women's magazines and I could figure I could muscle through the deal. The third day of my hunger strike, I was invited to an all-you-can-eat fish fry. All-you-can-drink beer. And that's why you've never heard this song in the radio. You never liked this place. We've been living all alone. So you packed up your things, bought a one-way ticket home. Leaving never hurts as much as being left behind. I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. I've spent my hours on some misbegotten dreams. And I've spent my money on some foolish hearted things. And I've spent my memories in old and bitter wine. I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would hold. Change your mind. Birds are flying south to spend the winter time. Skies are turning blue to gray. The fire we started here will soon be burning out. And it gets colder every day. I wish that I could find the words to make you come back home. I wish that I could say the things you needed for so long. I wish that you could see me now, and maybe then you'd find I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. Somebody for me, please. Let's go. Oh, thanks, great. I'm serious. My phone keeps going off in my pocket here. I'm gonna drop. I told them, I said, look, I'm paying for all these people in Baltimore. We're gonna get drunk and eat soft shell crab, okay? So anyway, my life there in Nashville was pretty short-lived, and the very last day I was there, I went to a Chinese restaurant with my wife, and I had a seizure, or it must have been the MSG. I don't know what it was, but I had a little problem, so I wrote a song. There were lean times, they were tough. There were mean times, they were rough. The good times did not outweigh the bad. You were sad, I was bitter, but you were no quitter. I always hated that line. Can anybody help me with that? And nothing was all that we had. We were drinking a lot. We were thinking tie the knot. Maybe throw in the towel. Make up, have a kid. Break up, and we did. But only just for a while. Then came romance and going insane at the Chinese cafe way downtown. I steamed, I was fried, but you stood by my side when I had my nervous breakdown. There were noodles galore all over the floor. Hot mustard sauce everywhere. You held my hand when I calmed down again and picked out the rice in my hand. After that, we agreed, when in fact, what we need is to pack up and take the first plane. Take a bus, take a bike, take care, take a hike. Take out, but leave the lonely. I remember it now when we ordered Kung Pao and bow our heads to say grace. The day we left town did my nervous breakdown. The all-you-can-eat Chinese place. Friends. Standing out on Main Street crossing just the blue. My faded leather jacket, my weathered broken shoes. The chill north wind is blowing, but the spring's coming on. As I wanted to myself to stand alone and been gone. So I strolled across on Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped into the hall and saw all my friends were there. The neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. Feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess I let it slide. I wished I had some money with which to buy around. I wished to cash my paycheck before I came to town. But I reached in my pocket, found 3 20s and a 10. Feels so good, feeling good again. There was old man Perkins sitting on a stool, watching Butch and Jimmy John talking loud, playing pool. The boys from Silver City were standing by the fire, singing like they thought they were the Tabernacle Choir. And I wanted you to see them all. I wish that you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eyes, saw you break into a grin. It feels so good, feeling good again. And I wanted you to see them all. I wish that you were there. I looked across the room, saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eyes, saw you break into a grin. Feels so good, feeling good again. Feels so good, feeling good again. Outside it works for me. His name is Mariano. He cuts and trims the grass for me. He makes the flowers bloom. He says that he comes from a place not far from Guanajuato. It's 2 days on a bus from here, a lifetime from this room. I fix his meals and talk to him in my own broken Spanish. He points at things and tells me names, things I can't recall. Sometimes I can't step, wondering who this man is. And if when he's gone, will he remember me at all? I've watched him close, he works just like a piston in an engine. He always stops to take a drink and smoke a cigarette. When the day is in it, I look outside my window. There on the horizon, Mariano's silhouette. sits upon a stone in a southeasterly direction. I know my charts, I know that he is thinking of his home. I've never been the sort to say I'm into intuition, but I swear I see the faces of the ones he calls his own. Their skin is brown as potter's clay, their eyes void of expression, their hair is black as widow's dreams, their dreams are all but gone. They're ancient as a vision of a sacrificial virgin, and then her son is crying from a baby being born. And they hover around the dying flame and pray for his protection. Their prayers are often answered by his letters in the mail. He sends some colored figures he cuts from strips of paper, and all his weekly wages saving nothing for himself. It's been a while since I've seen the face of Mariano. The border guards, they came one day, took him far away. I hope that he is safe down there at home in Guanajuato. I worry though, I read there's revolution every day.
Show though, Joaquin guy. Is that what you're talking about? No. Matter of fact, I was so inspired I grew a beard. This is the guy that I want to be. He doesn't give a shit. We're standing on a mountaintop, the cactus flowers growing. I was wishing the world would stop when you said we better go. We took a rowboat across the Rio Grande. The Captain Pablo was our guide. For $2 and a weathered hand, he rode us to the other side. We were dreaming like it was not inside, and we dreamed all afternoon. We asked the world away, we could celebrate a gringo on a moon. Stepped out onto the golden sand, the sun was high and burning down. Rented donkeys from an old blind man, saddled up and rode to town. Tied the donkeys to an ironwood tree by the street with children played. In the first place we could see, serving cold beer in the shade. We were drinking like it was nightside, and we drank all afternoon. We asked the world away, we could celebrate a gringo honeymoon. Said he was
was running from the DEA. He left his home, his wife and family when he made his getaway. We'd follow him on down the street at dusk to his one-room rundown shack. He blew a smoke ring, then he smiled at us. I ain't never going back. We were flying like the air was not inside. And we saw that afternoon. We asked the world away. We got celebrating a gringo on a moon. He said there's one last place that you should go. He took us to the town's best bar. He knew a crusty caballero who played an old cut string guitar. And he sang like Marty Robbins could, played like no one I've known. For a while we knew that life was good. It was ours to take back home. We were singing like the air was bad sign. And we sang all afternoon. We had some world away. We got celebrated. I couldn't go on even. Standing on a mountaintop where the cactus flowers grow. I was wishing the world would stop when you said we'd better go.
That's a pretty nice joint here. I like this. I'm thinking about getting an apartment. I've played in some rather seedy places before. I lived for 18 years in a seedy town, so, and I played in all the places there. So pretty much covered. One of the worst places, however, is that I've ever played was, I like this place. The band hated it. It always kind of made me nervous because the band that I play with hated this place. It's the Corona Club in Villa Cunha, Mexico. It's across the river from Del Rio, Texas, which is not like a mecca for anything except for horny toads. And, not those kind of, not those kind of goat froggies thing, whatever. No. I've seen a couple of TCU students down there, yeah, doing what they shouldn't have been doing at all. This Corona Club is a beer joint. It's a big open air beer joint and has a kind of a courtyard feel, some big giant wall, you know, nice walls, painted walls with brick on the top and like huge barbed wire rolls to keep anybody who wants to get in on the guest list out of there. And it has a stage. It's a nice stage. Kind of like this stage. It's a concrete stage, however. And if you don't touch anything metal, you're okay. And there's these two guys, Jaime and Humberto Garza. And they own the place. Get this. One of my favorite parts is they have a nephew that went to MIT or something. And he went down there. And he was working the door, and he wouldn't let what's that guy, Antonio Banderas him, because Antonio didn't want to pay the $3 cover charge, the cheap bastard. Can you believe it? I mean, if I were Antonio Banderas, I mean, there would be dollars just falling out of my pockets all the time. I wouldn't give a crap. I wouldn't care. Anyway, he got real mad, so he went to the place next door and they beat him up. That's right. It's coming out of Robert Rodriguez's new movie. Antonio Banderas Goes to Hell. That's right. That's the new movie that he's working on. I heard that. I read it in a magazine. So, anyway, Jaime and Alberto, they stand out there next to the Corona Club in this alley, which is not like your regular okay alley. It's not made out of asphalt or concrete. It's made out of it's just dirt. And I mean, dirt with everything that you could possibly imply that dirt implies. But they have the waiters guys, they're all dressed up in little tuxedos, and they come out there and they bring them nachos and margaritas, and they make this great drink called a vampira, which is like it's a vampire. I don't know what it means, and I don't know what the hell it has in it, but if you drink two, you will not make it back across the border, I can promise you. And they bring them cigarettes and women. They bring them women just right out there in the alley. They bring them donkeys. It's crazy. It's so crazy out there. And that would be nice if the band got to hang out with those two guys, but we don't. We have to hang over in the shadows, way in the dark, in the shadows, off in the dirt alley, in the shadows. And the last time we were there, the bass player, Bill, stumbled over a dead guy. And he goes, "God damn it, there's a dead guy over here." And I said, "Hey, Bill, see if he's got any cigarettes on him. I mean, you don't want to waste your time there." So Bill rifled through his stuff, found a pack of cigarettes, one of those cool little black switchblade knives, you know, that they sell down there. It's cool. And a bullwhip. That was really nice. So I'll give you a little bit of that. There's an alley in Acuna right next to a nightclub that's never been paved. And it's hit deep in chuck holes it sort of runs into what once was a river, but now is a ditch that smells just like sewage. And there in the alley, we're drinking lampitas and smoking delicados with Jaime and Alberto at 3 a.m. They order more nachos, another round of vampiras, cause they own the nightclub as well as the alley. And all of a sudden, we could not stop laughing, and the laughter bounced off of the old precinct station and roared down the street, infecting the students who were all still on spring break. But now we're all laughing, except for the one with a beautiful girlfriend who looked like the Virgin of Ciudad Acuña, who munched on a nacho and watched as her boyfriend fell down by Humberto and could not stop vomiting. I ran that song by a real important focus group in L.A., and they said there's only a certain amount the human ear can hear with a guitar that where you can go without rhyming something, so I had to stop. I had to rhyme something. You wanted me to do that, right? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's not exactly... Oh, yeah. This is my cell phone song. I'm never recording this song. Matter of fact, I came up with this before all the ringtones and everything where people could record songs, and I wanted people to record this on their phone. Yeah, phone. You can start now. Fantastic. Walking cane. That guy is driving me crazy. I don't know. Shut up, Robert, is what I said. the street tonight and out of money too. Watching pretty people passing by. I heard somebody laughing. That's when I saw you leaving in a limo with some guy. It's funny how the world goes round and some keep hanging on, while some of us spin out of control. To put you down, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that guy you're with, and he's an asshole. I'm really not much good at this, but I just had to say, I'll keep loving you until I die. And when you check your phone tonight, grant me one request. Save this song and play it for that guy. It's funny how the world goes round and some keep hanging on, while some of us spin out of control. Everybody knows he's an asshole. I wrote this song with the guy who plays the bass in the band, Bill Whitbeck. And Bill and I have been together for like 15 years. We got a divorce, but then we got, you know, so it's divorce and still be a best friends thing, and so we're back together. And we wrote this song together right here, but sometimes I still miss him. One day at 25 years, head of service at the local Sears, and Walker put a pencil down, walked away. And all they found was a little note, adios is all she wrote. But as she left, someone heard her say, "Only buy me a ticket to the end of the line, won't feel the air, breathe the countryside." Long as those wheels keep rolling, I'll be satisfied. I'm gonna ride, ride, ride. Saturday night I was down at Joe's. He was mopping up, getting ready to close. He sat down and poured me one last brew, and he said to me with a sideways glance, "If I ever get the chance, gonna sell this joint. This is what I'll do. Gonna buy me a ticket to the end of the line. Gonna feel the air, breathe the countryside. Long as those wheels keep rolling, I'll be satisfied. I'm gonna ride, ride, ride." Stay in this little town till my dying day. In my heart I know I gotta go. So I'm standing at the station waiting for the train. Don't know when I'll be back again. Mr. Engineer, won't you let your whistle blow? Got me a ticket to the end of the line. Oh, feel the air, breathe the countryside. Long as wheels keep rolling, I'll be satisfied. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Next song is about the town that sort of inspired that last song. My grandma lived in this town called Menard, Texas, which is way out there. And my sister and I, my cousin Lee, used to spend the summers out there with my grandmother. She lived in this big, giant, three-story house that was just totally falling down. It's one of those ones that kind of sagged in the middle and stuff like that. And she always tried to get us to go stay up at the top, but right before we go stay up there in the top at night, she'd tell us this story about this man who used to live in that house. He used to cut little children's heads off. She was wicked, man. Mean as a rattlesnake. She was, and she walked around all day long. She was what they call out there in West Texas a healthy woman, right? And she was about 300 pounds of health. And she walked around all day long in this big old robe and had these giant, I mean, basketball-sized legs, yeah? And it screwed me up my entire life because I was always afraid one of those suckers was going to bounce out of the side and, like, smother me, you know? She really... What happens, you know, to this childhood-adulthood thing? I don't know. It's a busted old town on the plains of West Texas. The drugstore's closed now and the rivers run dry. The semis roll through like stainless steel stallions. Going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast. Rolling by, the mission still stands at the edge of the plateau. The storm marks the graves where the old cowboys lie. Asleep in a town, in a town, just a young man. Going hard, going fast, going wide. Rolling hard, going fast, rolling wide. The driving don't play no Friday night picture. No big silver screen to light up the sky. And gone are the days of post-war time lovers. Going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling wild. Me, I stand here at the last filling station, while the wind moans a dirge to a coyote's cry. I jump in my car, out on the highway, going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, going fast, rolling. chance. I know, but you know, some of those things that, you know, I always feel sorry for Arlo Guthrie, man. The dude's stuck with that, you know? I mean, like, he'll go to heaven or wherever, and whoever's guarding the gate, he go, I want to hear the story, man. Shit, I'm dead, you know? Come on. Can't you give it a rest? Yeah. Some of that you make up when you're young, you know? And then it's like that mistake that never goes away. That other mistake that never goes away. Hang my suitcase. Bag my suitcase. I bought a ticket on a late night train. Took a taxi to the pouring rain. Gonna from Boston out to San Jose, saw old friends in Monterey Bay. When they asked me if I'd like to stay, I said, I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home. Made up my mind, that's what I'm gonna do. Can't let nobody on the telephone. Party never dusted at all. Seems like everybody knows old Sleepy Joe. He said it's time I better bring you along. I'm coming home to you. That fresh caught salmon on the barbecues. The people jamming all night blues. Life is great out in Santa Cruz. I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home. Made up my mind, that's what I'm gonna do. Kill everybody on the telephone. I'm coming home to you. I drove forever out to God knows where. Come 10:30, there was no one there. They couldn't pay me, but I didn't care. I'm coming home to you. I'm feeling better since I got you gone. I read it over and over when the road gets hard. Ain't nothing better than your own backyard. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Made up my mind, that's what I'm gonna do. Can't let nobody on the telephone. I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home. Made up my mind, that's what I'm gonna do. Hang my suitcase, I rang my brain. I bought a ticket on a midnight train. Took a taxi through the pouring rain. I'm gonna do a song someone requested earlier.
You want a
stoner?
Jesse?
No, I can promise you that this will be the shortest version of this song you'll ever see associated with me. She was a waitress, the only joint in town. She had a reputation, as a girl who'd been around. Down May, started midnight, brand new bag of six. Fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river, and leave all her friends. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. The son was a loner, he was older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, sold a little pot. The law guy went sunny, one day he got caught. But he was back in business, they set him free again. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. The son's playing 8-ball at the joint where Sherry works. The son's drunken out of town, put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sat through his pool cue, laid a gun on the floor. Stuffed a dollar in a tip jar, walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. He jumped to his pickup, son jammed it down to gear. Son looked at Sheriff, let's get on out of here. The stars by above, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them, they reached Miami Beach. They got a hotel by the water, a quarter mile beach. And the run goes on forever, the party goes. They soon ran out of money, the son knew a man. And if there's a few refugees, it helped a lot of men. Some men accused, the house is off the roof. With a briefcase full of money, a pistol in his boot. Cards are on the table, the law's been busted in. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. The accused grabbed the goodies, son grabbed the check. He broke him out the window, climbed on out the back. Sheriff dove the big up, the down on the side. Well, all that time, Sonny was the ring of his ride. She stepped into the alley with a single shot for 10. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. They left Long Man Lion, they made her get away. Got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money, he blew her a kiss. Yeah, she had this habit, so I forced into this. She watched as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. At midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later, at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper, a gold six-pack of beer. The headlines read it, Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on Main Street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Thank you so much for coming out this evening. much. Thousand Chinese walk into a bar and order up a beer. The barman says, "It's funny, you know, we don't get many Chinese in here." I don't know if I got it right, maybe no one knows. It's just a joke I heard one night, and that's the way it goes. Grab a chair, stay all night, make yourself at home. I may have been wrong, but that's all right. I am not alone. This little man, this little town, he wears a lot of hats. He's always out tomcatting around. He's got a thing for cats. I ain't seen him with a cat, so I ain't really sure. But listen close, 'cause when he talks, sometimes you hear him purr. There ain't a cure. Grab a chair and stay all night, make yourself at home. I may be wrong, but that's all right. I am not alone. Another man, he loved duct tape. He made a duct tape suit. He had duct tape from the top of his hat to the heel of his cowboy boot. And when he died, they buried him, down in that cocoa ground. They stuffed him in that pine box, boy. Then they taped him down. I was out of town. Grab a chair and stay all night, make yourself at home. I may be wrong, but that's all right. I am not alone. And then there was this Irishman. He stayed drunk all the time. I'm sorry, friend, I screwed that up. I told you the punchline. Anyway, I've got a split. They're just about to close. But I'll be back tomorrow night, 'cause that's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Friend over there who's texting all my friends. Yeah.
This is...
I got high and I got in jail. I got high, I got in jail. My sins, they have overtaken me. Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. I won't leave all the mountain. My sins, they have overtaken me. If I die in Tennessee, hey, if I die in Tennessee, if I die in Tennessee, they're shipping me back by COD. My sins, take me, clap your hands up to me, hand me down my walking cane, hand me
I'm gonna leave out of my tank. My sins, they have overtaken me.
Thank you so much.